Don't put your heart to how you feel. Dream, and don't be afraid the dream's not real. Close your eyes, pretend it's just the two of us again. Make believe this moment's here to stay. Touch me the way you used to do.
Tonight could be all I have with you. From now on, you'll be with someone else.
Tonight could be all I have with you. From now on, you'll be with someone else instead of me.
So tonight, let's build this memory. I'm Juliana. The audio is probably very bad, right? But never mind. And, yeah, okay. Whenever I'm singing, decisions up. You see, you know, for you have to pay. I mean, I don't sing for free. I mean, you enjoy it and it's free. That's not fair. So, yeah, put some money on my Patreon.
Tonight, let's build this memory. And for the last time,
we'll always be together. You see, I will not sing anything from, no, don't ask me about Bed of Roses, Always, or anything. No, I will not sing anything about Bon Jovi for you for free, not anymore. But, you know, what do you say when words are not enough? Touch. Are you tears?
I wish I could say how much I'll miss you when you're gone.
My love for you will go on and hold me now. DC, come on, give me a hug, DC. Come on. Don't cry. Just hold me now and try to understand that. What you've been searching for.
What you've been searching for. And though I won't be there anymore, I will always
love you.
Love you.
Come on, DC. What do you say when words are not enough? What do you mean? I am not home, DC. You're not home. Where are you, DC? Come on. Say, no, my words are not enough. DC, where are you? Come on. Okay, this song is dedicated to me. Yeah. Oh, you waited a long time for me. Wait a long time. Ooh, big boys don't cry. Yeah. I'm not in love. I'm not in love. I'm not in love, so don't forget it. I'm not in love. I'm not in love. I'm not in, oh, no, okay, it's here. So don't forget it. Okay, it's here. It's just a silly, silly phase that I'm going through. Yeah, I'm terrible with something, I know. And just because I didn't call you up, okay? Why didn't you up? Don't get me wrong. Don't think you got it made. I'm not in love. I'm not in love. I'm not in love. No, no. It's because. It's because I like to see you, but then again, good morning, Kay. That doesn't mean you mean that much to me. So if I call you, don't make a fuss. Don't make a fuss. Don't tell your friends about the two of us. Friends about the two of us. No, no. I'm not in love. No, no. It's because I keep your picture upon the wall. Yeah, it has enough to stand that's lying there. Do you know who sings this song, Kay? You would never guess. Ooh, Kay, you will never guess who sings this song. No, it's not NCC. For sure it's not NCC. It's somebody who, I don't know if you heard about Eurovision. This person won twice. Once with a song called Homie, that he has a version that was released days ago, 2023. Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. It's something Johnny Law. I don't know if you probably never heard that name, but he won Eurovision for two different countries. One, okay, yeah, well, that's information that you probably have no idea about. But yeah, this is Johnny Law. Okay, I will make you listen to the song that was released only. A day ago, it begins with "I miss you." That's different. I miss you. So I invite you. So don't close your heart to how you feel. Dream. And don't be afraid, the dream's not real. Close your eyes, pretend it's just the two of us again. Maybe leave this moment here to stay. I will tell you exactly when this song was released. Touch me the way you used to do. I know tonight could be all I have with you. Now you be with someone else instead of me. Let's build this memory for me now. Don't cry. Do you know who this guy is? Yeah, you know, of course. Okay, we'll be apart, and I hope it continues. We'll be apart, okay? You know how it continues? Forever in love. What do we say when words are not enough? Forever in love. What do you say when words are not enough?
What do you say when words are not enough?
Did you notice actually how different it is from the original version, this part? What do you say when words are not enough? The original word, what do you say when words are not enough? No, this is a this is different. Okay, hello, welcome. You have to say the disclaimer, okay? And okay, you don't have because the person left voluntarily. Time will recall what we are apart. And your tears. For this is so much different than the original version. What you've been searching for.
Thank you, Alberto. That was beautiful. Let me ask you this. How come I can hear the music so well and you not so much?
Because it's a problem with my equipment. It's not you. It's my microphone. Yeah, it's my microphone. But you know what?
I hear you fine now.
The music is not over yet. And we are still studying the differences between this version and the original one. And this is left. Wow. Do I seem so bad that this is left? Okay. Now, he said, my words are not enough. When the original version used to say, what do you
say? Sometimes your enunciation is not enough. The words are fine. You've got very good command of all the languages.
No, that's completely wrong, Kay. I mean, I speak broken selective English.
The English maybe. Still suspect, Alberto, your English is better than mine. And English is the only language I speak. So really, my English should be like 4 or 5 times better than yours. But it's not.
Well, it's, I will tell you something, Kay. This is not a competition because what's another year? But how about listening to a new version of What's Another Year? That's another song that he played in Eurovision, in case you didn't know. But you do know that, so it's not something that you didn't know because you know quite well about everything about Eurovision.
Well, what's I don't know. Year, actually, Kay? It was only what's yesterday that I checked the betting odds. Apparently, Sweden's got it in the bag again this year.
Sorry?
I was saying I checked the betting odds for Eurovision. And Sweden won it again.
England will not win. I bet everything that England will not win.
You'll be correct. Though, interestingly, though, you know, really, in terms of
Ukraine cannot win, right? To begin with, Ukraine is out of
the question. Coming about third, I think. Let's have a look.
No, Ukraine cannot win because I have already explained you why Ukraine is not out of the competition. Not going to win. England never wins. So, but how about Estonia? How about Estonia?
Estonia, I think it's looking like they might not qualify. Let me have a look.
Wow.
Oh, 22nd place. Now, yes, they, according to the betting odds now, Estonia will probably get through, though this, of course, depends on which semi-final.
Okay, tell me, Rose, I want to know about Sweden. Sweden, please. I want to know about Sweden.
Sweden, they had, when the song that is representing Sweden was being played for Sweden, they had a stage invasion. And when 2018, maybe, or 2017, the UK had a stage invasion in the actual Eurovision Grand Final, because, of course, you know, the UK put a lot of money into the contest, so they can complain that, you know, it's all political and they'll never let us win. And this year, there's been a problem because, you know, the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, is our state broadcaster. Well, if you didn't know, now you know. And they decided, because the, I guess it costs money to have a, like, Melfest type thing, and we don't do it very well either. Basically, the UK, once upon a time, were very good at the Eurovision, but these days we don't take it so seriously. And you know me, look at my profile picture. I take everything very seriously.
Why are you taking so seriously, Kia? And what do you say when you're talking about England? You actually don't like England. You don't like your country. You don't like the people.
I'm not a big fan.
What do you say? We. I mean, do you consider yourself English? Oh, that's so. Don't you feel ashamed of yourself?
Well, if we're talking about Eurovision, we're talking about Britain or the United Kingdom. I'm slightly more comfortable, but only slightly, referring to myself as British or a UK resident. Resident's nice, isn't it? There's no
For me, UK, because you are gay. Sorry, it was a bad
UK, me not. Yes, I was considering, like, the fact that I became K, and as yet nobody seems to have made the link between my name, my chosen name.
You are from UK, me Alberto. Sorry, it was a very bad joke.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you in a not at all creepy manner.
Oh, good.
I can't remember what I've been thinking about you.
Oh, my God.
I've been thinking about you.
I've been thinking about you.
I've been thinking about you, Alberto. I've been thinking about you. Got you on my mind, Alberto. Alberto. There we go. How many how many other people have done songs for you? But I'm sure that I cannot be the only one. Bramble's saying if you could understand Kat, you would understand that she too has written a song for you.
Along,
sure, it sounds all a bit like
song, I'm right in my
like that.
Who'd have believed that you were part of a dream? Now it all seems like years away, and now you know I can't smile without.
I can't laugh and I can't sing.
I'm finding it hard to do anything. You see, I feel sad without you.
If you only knew what I'm going through.
I just can't smile now. Some people say,
You've done it again, Alberto. You know all the words.
Oh, no. Did I say something?
All the words to all the songs that I don't know all the words
to. to leave me far behind. Ooh, and I see I can't laugh
without. Oh, no.
I can't
you have scared away your... Sorry? Wait a minute. Did I hear correctly that your Twitter wife said you never got divorced?
Well, that's just paperwork. That's just some kind of... it's just...
silly face going through...
Okay, let's say that it's just some tiny details that we never realize that actually on the blockchain, once you write something on the blockchain, you cannot delete it. So when you get married on the blockchain, that is something that you cannot roll back and basically forever.
But that means like you could be trapped forever in a marriage. Anyway,
come on, don't you believe in marriage? You get married forever and start
it's not the case these days. And I've been the algorithm on the YouTube's been feeding me things. It's been feeding me this stuff that says that I've been lied to, not just all my life, but I'm being lied to right now. You know, all that fake meat that I eat. It's just plant slop that they've tried to not only make look not like slop, but also then they propagandize the hell out of it.
I got my man said on you. Nobody's gonna take money.
It's gonna take a lot of precious time and money to do it right.
I got my man set on you. This time I know it's real. The feeling that I feel. I know what I'm doing. I know that I really can do it. How do you know so many songs, Kay? You impressed me.
I am sorry, I didn't catch that, but I want
to.
Oh,
by the way,
Alberto.
I will post on the next tweet that is for you. Hold on, this is amazing. You will love this. Hold on. You can.
But I'm here. Nothing.
I've been waiting for you. You wouldn't believe how long I've been waiting for you. And look what I will put on the next. This is for you because
I
love
you.
Look at the next, Kay.
Closed captions are back.
If you have an iPhone, unfortunately, I don't think that, I'm not sure if for iPhone is working, but for Android, if you're a pure person, you have...
Right. If they're working for Android, does that mean they will be working for that other thing, you know, the thing, the BlueStacks?
I could always give that
a try because I heard about smart. It, but then I had a look and there was smart. Nothing, and I was like, meh.
So, don't you think it's great news?
It's fantastic news, even if it's only for the Androids.
Well, it's not supposed to be
everybody poops, and if they don't, they're an Android and should be destroyed.
Sorry?
I was singing the song, Everybody Poops, and if you don't, you're an Android and should be destroyed. Everybody. Yeah, so yeah, only Androids do not poop.
Because it's not about money, must be funny on the rich man's world. Money, must be funny. If you have an iPhone.
I requested the microphone because you know me too well and you know I'm a sucker for a key change, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know. And if you didn't know, now you know.
Yeah.
I've been, like, going to sleep at ridiculous times, like, all the times, and been dreaming about what I've told the queue to queue up for me. So I was dreaming about... What was I dreaming
about? Not about me. I've been dreaming about you. Bam, 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 bam. I've been dreaming about you.
For reasons of me not having a current subscription, it doesn't try and feed me your content.
What? What do you mean? Hold on, hold on. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the YouTube.
I don't know about
your
YouTube
content and how the algorithm does not try and feed you to me because I don't follow you. And I can't remember why I don't follow you, but I knew you wouldn't take it personally.
No, of course not. I don't take it personally. But okay, I don't have either a subscription to YouTube.
That's okay. I don't have a thing you can subscribe to on the YouTube. But that's because I don't put myself out there. Oh. I'm not brave like you.
I'm not brave. I was supposed to be exposed. I mean, I didn't want to, but somebody gave me, you know, with a little push, a little help from my friends. I mean, for a little, no, they're not my friends. Those fucking cops are not my friends. But yeah, with a little press from the justice system, I was put into the eyes of the world. And I never wanted, I never, okay, I don't want to. I'm just a gigolo. No, I'm okay.
You're just a gigolo.
Hold on. We have welcome, Graham. Welcome to the space. This space is Case and Charles. I'm just.
No! Look what you've done now.
What? Oh well, was it something that I said? Yeah.
I think it must have been because I wasn't talking at that point. I was just thinking, like, about captions and maybe sorting out the whole thing with the,
I don't know, maybe, I don't know. It's really strange that, because, you know, guys on Twitter always give priority to those people that are rich and can afford an iPhone, and Android is always left behind, and you have to wait.
Yeah, you've got to at least appear like you're trying to be fair to the majority of the people. You know how I often talk about
the person who bought this company, I don't remember the name of the person who bought this Twitter company.
I really care about the pure people. It's Elliot.
Elliot from Mr. Robot, because the main character of Mr. Robot is called Elliot. Elliot, yeah.
I didn't know that. Maybe I know if I'd stayed awake that time.
I don't know.
Like on my Twitter, you know how it had like latest tweets and for you and Twitter spaces? It's now got four, maybe it's three, but the third one is 4/19/23 Alberto's space, and that's got its own thing like Twitter spaces and latest tweets on my thing. And it's the different thing. I know what I'm talking about. But
I know, but you sound like somebody who I don't know, on Friday nights is always celebrating. I used to do a little, but a little had more and more. So somebody who only on Friday nights was very happy and made no sense to somebody that unfortunately almost every night. You sound like somebody who is celebrating.
Oh no, I couldn't tell what you were saying there. Do we know Xantichrist, Shantichrist, Pucifer. They've got a PhD. How can I not trust that kind of qualification?
Yeah.
I don't have a PhD. Oh, except for the one I've got. I'm a doctor of thugonomics.
I'm not. But welcome, doctor.
Well, no, I got a degree in thugonomics.
Welcome, doctor.
Oh, no.
Hello. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I'm good, thanks. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. I'm Dr. Pucifer. I got my doctorate at the University of Alabama. I'm currently teaching as a professor at the University of Nogales. And I have a fair bit that I can share about NFTs, if you're interested.
Yes, of course. Well, that's the name of the space. We would like to know as much as possible about NFTs. So, yeah, if you would like to share with us, we'd love to hear you. Yeah, please.
I know it stands for non-fungible tokens.
Very good. Singular.
Yep.
I'm still not quite sure about that. Well, is it like one where it can be for one or many, a bit like sheep?
Correct. What I like to do is start with the fundamental basis and make it as simple as possible and then add any level of complexity upon the basis. But the fundamental understanding of NFTs is that they can be compared to, if you look at the vinyl industry, it was replaced by CDs and DVDs. And a CD or DVD is a file storage format. So then eventually the CD and DVD were replaced by MP3s, a more efficient file storage format. Those were eventually replaced by more advanced MP4s. And now today there's another transition where we'll be replacing the old formats of an MP3 or MP4 with NFTs. Because what they can do is hold accountability with each file, where every time it's sold or distributed, payment can be returned to the original creator who minted the NFT. Whereas with an MP3, you could stream it 1,000 times on your iTunes, and there will be no extra payment to the artist that made the music. And this also is a very wide formatted file format, where it can be a photo, it can be a video, it could be even a video game. It's quite unlimited how many different uses of NFTs there are.
Yeah. Now,
there are many different platforms that you can purchase them through. Not all of them are valuable, but there are certainly some that grow in significant value, typically by rather reputable creators. And usually you can decide how many of them you want to, quote, mint or create. And the more limited, usually the more rare, hence the more valuable. And that's the base. That's the fundamentals.
Okay, I have a question because there was a girl here that left a couple of minutes ago. And she created some music and she posted her music in OpenSea, and actually her content is available as a video that has the music as part of it. But and you can basically get the file that is nothing more than a video file, an MP4 file that has the music. So how does the streaming would work when it comes? Because I don't really see, how you avoid making pirate illegal copies of that content, and how do you actually have something like Spotify or something like that where actually can be paid each time their music is being played?
Sí, todo es posible, pero all of it can be copied if you were to take a photo of it, but this is the best example I can make. If you go to the Louvre in Paris and take a picture of the Mona Lisa, you have the picture, but you're not taking the actual painting home with you. So with the NFT, there's a degree of accountability and ownership with whoever owns the file, and it's well recorded and documented. So anyone could take a picture or record the audio or video, but they technically wouldn't have ownership of it. So in the same way that, again, you could take a picture of the Mona Lisa, it wouldn't make you the owner of the Mona Lisa. So, for example, you know, she showed you a song or a picture with a song, and you're able to cross-platform where you can have videos that come with music or a picture that comes with music, 3D images, 3D manipulatable parts, but they're all ownership-based, where whoever owns it is going to be the one who's able to remint it or resell it, and the sales would trickle through the sale or minting back to the original creator, which allows the most creative liberty in its most advanced form to the original creator. So it's the best way to ensure that creators are making the most money off of their creations.
Yeah, well, that's very fair, because actually in the music industry, the record labels keep most of the profit in the book, in the publishing industry. When it comes to books, the profits are going mainly to whoever is publishing the book, not to the people that are writing the book. So yeah, it's a fair way. It's a fair way of actually getting the people that are actually creating the artists to get paid much in a fair way, not like right now with the traditional art, right?
Exactamente, absolutely. Yeah. It's one of the most accountable ways for artists to keep track of their work. And being that you're in the music industry, there's actually a lot of platforms you can post your music on, and you can mint them as NFTs. There are certain services being developed where in the traditional music industry, when your music is streamed, you'll only receive payment once every 3 months. Whereas with crypto, when they're minting NFTs through the blockchain for your music, in some cases, you can be paid out for being streamed the second you're listened to. So you can receive instantaneous payments. And there are platforms like Audius, sound.xyz. There's a lot of good stuff coming out for music streaming platforms on the blockchain.
Sorry, did you mention sound.xyz?
Correct.
Okay, I'll check it out. Interesting. Yeah, I'm checking that out right now. Okay, I am here. I have a search engine, and I have a song featured in the main page that is called Heart Me. And you have View Song, Get Notified. Oh no, and it has a countdown that says 18 hours, 56 minutes. Is it before it's minted and it's available to buy, or maybe it's it's been like in an auction where people are bidding for it?
It seems that it's still being bidded for with whatever you're seeing. Yeah. And what I can do for you is I can put together a list of various links that you can mint your music through that are the most popular and upcoming. And you can do some research and pick which would be the most effective for you with the most benefit.
Actually, to be honest, I am very interested in, I don't know, apparently, I don't know, it's, maybe.
Hello?
Choose to give exclusive right to Amazon to the was it something that I said? Oh no, did I say something? Can you hear me, Kay? Am I right?
Hello. Oh, looks like I lost my internet connection, except only on my computer. Seems to still be working on my phone.
Where did the doctor leave?
I don't know, but I'm... I don't know. I think we lost you.
Oh.
And I seem to have lost my internet connection on my computer, but on my phone it's fine.
Okay,
I'm still trying to.
We have discussed this. You haven't lost your connection. You just don't find it, but it's in your house. You haven't lost your connection, okay?
It says no internet connection. Well, but it looks like you lost your connection. Please check it and try again.
Okay, try again because
I mean, you haven't lost it. It says it's here.
Maybe under your bed. I don't know. Have you checked your code?
No. It looks like I lost it because there is not one. I'm going to get rid of that poop.
Of that one.
There we go. And closed captions are back. All I need to do is get here. And I just need to send myself an invite. So that is what I can do. But I don't want to stop co-hosting because, you know, I take this job quite seriously.
Yeah, too much, too. Yeah, I mean.
Where's your evidence? Too much indeed. Alaska,
okay, it's okay,
who am I to judge? In New Frontiers. Why is Alaska coming up on my screen telling me to immerse my senses in New Frontiers and discover more?
I'm sorry, but I don't have answers to all your questions. I mean,
why, if I've got no internet connection? If you have no internet connection,
how come you are here?
Well, exactly.
Am I dreaming?
Bollocks is what it is.
Am I dreaming or what's going on? Okay, you look, I'm telling you, you haven't lost your internet connection. I'm either high on drugs, I'm midly, or...
Don't leave me dry. No, I can't do it. I just can't seem to work out how to make things work. Do you think it might be because I haven't had a spliff? Do you think if I have a spliff, that might assist my thinking? Or it might make me not so bothered about my thinking not working?
Is that you want to actually have captions, right? Working.
Yes, that was exactly. Thank you.
So
sometimes I just need to be reminded what the fuck I'm doing.
Your solution
flying stacks has flown away.
Yeah, well, I'm happy. Yes, I'm happy. Alberto, don't say those things out loud. That's very crispy. Shut up, Alberto. Yeah.
I wonder what you say about me when I'm not listening.
Well, you
wait
like to know.
A minute,
you record
your spaces, so there's always the chance that I might listen back and hear what you've said. Whereas other people, apparently, they're not so...
For example, okay, when it comes to...
Hi, Thumper.
Well, yeah, when it comes to him, he's completely fine, but, okay, the person you remember, I don't know if you were there when he was actually mocking us when he was saying, I have a girlfriend, I fall in love, and she hacked me. Do you remember that when he was fucking with us, that guy? That guy that was here in Châtelet? Hi, welcome. Welcome. How are you, my friend?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Welcome. Good morning.
Welcome.
I didn't hear that part. What?
If you don't hear me well, hello. It's because of my if you don't hear me well, don't worry. It's my microphone. It's my cellular. Yeah, that's the problem. So maybe
intermittent problems though. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Oh, no,
it's a bugger.
I hate that. Yeah, I had that for a while. Until I got a new phone.
Did you work out what the problem was eventually?
I just bought a new phone. basically. Or it's a lot of times the headphones. If you switch from headphones to phone, you have to leave the room and come back. But.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And also, sometimes you're okay. I don't know if with iPhone happened. Yeah, no, with Android happened for sure. If you go, for example, to Clubhouse, if you go to another place where you are playing audio and you come back to Twitter, probably you might have some trouble with the audio and you have to leave and come back.
Yeah, like if you get a phone call or something and then you go back and it's just, yeah, you have to come just in and out because the phone call just messes everything up.
The thing is, though, I've got an iPhone and that seems to be problematic because it doesn't tell you that you're getting a call, whereas people with an Android are all like, oh, sorry, I'm getting a call. Whereas mine just starts ringing, and it starts ringing on everything, but it's all right if I am able to answer on something that isn't the phone. But why must they make it so tricky, really? I would just like things to work, but sometimes I think, well, it's just me that things seem to never work for. Oh, and it's telling me I've lost my internet connection again. I haven't. It's clearly working fine.
Yeah, you're here. You haven't left your internet connection.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, with my phone, it sometimes, like, changes over to mobile data without me noticing. And that's annoying because I might use all my mobile data that way.
Are you close to your... Okay, you are in England, so I don't know if you say it, router or router or however you call it. Are you close?
No, you see, I've had problems with that for years because I've heard other people calling it router, but that's because, like, a lot of them are American.
Are you close to the device that sends the Wi-Fi signals
like, would I have to get out of bed? Yes. But can I test the speed testing? Yes. Should I shut down a lot of these open... Are they called windows when they're on your phone? Yeah, I'll do that now and it'll all be fine.
Apps running on the background, yeah. You probably have... if you don't close them regularly, you have a lot of apps. And at least in Android, that's a big problem. You notice that the I don't know, in my case, Spaces crash. Spaces crashes. On iPhone, that doesn't happen. It's a matter of time. There's a problem with the way Android handles the memory that somehow is not getting rid of the... it's not managing the memory in a proper way, and it doesn't matter how much memory the Android device have, it's a matter of time before it space crashes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Android's a Linux kernel, so I mean...
Yeah, but I have no idea why is that. It's something that doesn't matter how powerful your cellular is, Android. There's always a problem with, the memory. You run out of memory. I mean, you have to clear the cache. You have to run a cleaner. It's a matter of time.
Yeah, yeah. Android, I don't know. I've always used Androids. I've tried to use an iPhone, and it's just not me.
I'm exactly the same, but the other way around. I bought myself a Fairphone, apparently a Fairphone 3. I thought it was 2, but it's Fairphone 3. And I could not seem to... Well, I think the problem was I might have been trying to rush. And because iPhones have got a whole load more onboard memory than the Androids, I told it just to put all my photos on my Android, and since then Google's just decided it's not going to work, and so I ended up having to get my iPhone fixed, which I did. Now it's not working at all.
you were using an iPhone with Google to store your images instead of using iCloud. You have a Mac, and you're the only person who has a Mac and has managed to install Windows inside the Mac. How do you do that, Dave? Wow.
Just because it was there, and so I did it, and that apparently makes me like a nerd or something, except I don't really think it does. I think, yes, I have an Android Fairphone 3 right here. All I would need to do is charge the damn thing. So bear with me. I will do that. And then when I've started doing that, because it will take a little while, I will skin up. And then once I've skinned up, I will either be much better at everything, or I won't care that I'm not very good at anything.
I can always help. I have a terabyte of memory, so I have a lot of memory on my...
That is a lot of memory.
You have a terabyte of memory on your Android device?
Yeah, the Galaxy S23.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. When did you get a Galaxy S23?
Just this month. I just got it. Okay. I mean...
So
yeah.
Most of your terabyte is still unoccupied.
Yeah, except I have a lot.
Okay, no matter how much memory you have, it's only a matter of time before you run out of it. It doesn't matter how much you have.
You say that, but it's never happened yet.
Oh, it's happened to me a lot. Yeah. I mean, that's why I had to get a terabyte, because it was happening. I would have to download all my photos to something else. I have a stick that just downloads all the photos, but what really takes up the memory is the apps. Apps take up so much memory. Yeah. And you got to be careful of the app. If you look at the app and it says it's supposed to have this much storage and it has a lot more, then you probably have malware, stuff like that.
So is the malware lying to you about how much storage there is? Because I think Alberto said something once because I've bought a dongle with a terabyte on it before, and it says that there's a terabyte, and I was like, wow, yeah. I didn't expect it to turn up, because it was a pittance, really. It cost nothing, so they're probably lying to me, right?
No, actually, what I was talking about was SD cards, memory cards, or pendrives that are sold in China that have the firmware modified, and they
that's what I was talking about just then.
Yeah, basically,
I was saying I bought a terabyte on a little memory stick.
Yeah,
and it said there was a terabyte, so I was like, I really wasn't expecting that, because they cost ten times that much from other people selling them. So I just thought really, if I'm paying a tenth of a price for something, but I never tested it out to see actually how much memory there was on it, and so I've lost it would always show anyway, you this is amount. The problem with memory sticks, they're losable.
No, the thing is that they will show you the amount of memory that they sold you. If they sold you a terabyte, the device will always show you a terabyte. The problem is that you started using it to store files, and you realize at one point that you want to get those files, and you will click on the files, and they will tell you that you cannot access to them, and then you will realize you start losing files. Yeah, and then you realize you have a problem, and that's the only way, because
I would always format anything, as soon as you get the memory stick or anything, format it. I mean, do a FAT, make it a FAT format, and just do it that way, because there's always something on the memory stick, because it may say terabyte, but there's going to be less than a terabyte because something's on there always originally, however they format it. And plus, I mean, yeah, getting it at a tenth of the price sometimes matters, but I mean, I got a solid state drive supposedly that was a terabyte or 2 terabytes, and it was $20. And so I took it apart.
Wow.
I take it.
Wow, $20. Wow. That's
good to be true. It was horrible, though. It was just like, I took it apart, and it was just, it was not a SSD drive. It was something else. It was just basically.
They sold you a pup.
But
yeah.
Actually, it had 1 terabyte, or it didn't even have 1 terabyte?
Yeah, it was just a supposed to be a solid state drive for outside of the, what's it called? For anything, but when I started downloading things, everything, like, I thought I downloaded all this stuff, nothing worked. It was all not formatted right. It all didn't work. Like, it was a piece of junk.
For $20, 1 terabyte, it's too good. Well, if it wasn't even a solid state disk, for a traditional magnetic disk, hard drive, is still too cheap.
Hey, Lori.
My cat strongly agrees with what you're saying. I, however, seem to just all of a sudden have an abundance of lightning cables, but just one so I can charge an Android. I can't seem to be able to locate one. So thank you. And hello, Azure. Thank you for bearing with me while I do that. Alberto knows how I am with when I can't seem to locate things. I go a bit.
Yeah,
nuts.
You get too nervous. Okay, you don't locate things, but it doesn't mean that you lost them. I told you, the way to define that you have lost something is after 2 months of finding something. Okay, you declare them.
Is that all?
Yeah, but take your time. It's probably.
Thank you.
Don't get too anxious to try to find something. Yeah, actually, when she told me that she has lost her internet connection, I was looking and I was thinking, okay, she told me. I mean, yeah, okay, that was interesting.
I think it's just BlueStacks, like, messing with me.
Wait, you're on BlueStacks?
Okay, yeah. This woman is...
I'm just trying to get the captions. All I want is the captions. Sorry.
Yeah.
BlueStacks, I mean, I use that to have Android on my Windows computer, but that's about all I use BlueStacks for.
Well, she does the same, actually. She uses it for the same. The thing is that, remember the first time that you tried to use BlueStacks, okay, that we couldn't hear a single word that you say. The audio
was... Oh, that was when I was hosting Space. Using BlueStacks, and the sound quality was diabolical.
Worse than you can imagine.
Yeah, because it tries to take over your what's it called? It'll take over the Intel, the graphics card. And usually, if you have a separate graphics card, that's better because you can do it. If it's integrated, BlueStacks kind of messes with it.
Yeah, I know people seem to use the BlueStacks for gaming purposes, and I find that gaming in general makes me very panicky. It's not good for my blood pressure. Twitter, as long as I can have some nice, calming, soothing music in the background, Twitter is not quite so stressy. At the moment, I have no calming, soothing music, though, so I'm going a bit meh.
I like BlueStacks every once in a while, but I use it more for some of my artwork. But to use it on Twitter, I would have a separate microphone, like I have a Yeti for my microphone. So
you might have a Yeti.
A Yeti, yeah. It's a type of microphone.
I mean, most of the people that are using Twitter and they, I don't know, if you, Tonya, for example, or yeah, she really wanted to have certain quality in, I mean, for example, my quality here in the device that I'm using is probably terrible. I don't know, but if I'm not placing the cellular, the microphone in front of my mouth, you probably cannot hear me. For example, if I do this, you cannot hear me, right? Or the quality right now is much worse than here.
It was pretty good, actually.
Actually, although the people complain, or not complain, they tell me, actually, which is actually a fact that, I don't know, in this device in particular, the audio, I mean, well, sometimes it's also my fault. I realize that I'm holding the cellular in a position where it's either too far away from me or the microphone is completely in the opposite direction where I am. I don't know. Sometimes it's my problem, but sometimes...
What happened to Thumper?
I just said something that he didn't like. I'm sorry.
Was it something you said?
Yeah, of course. Why? Tell me other reason. There's one other reason why we have left. I mean, if it wasn't because of something that I said, okay. I was speaking. It's my fault. Oh, he's back. Hold on.
The good news is I seem to have found a C-type USB thing, so we're on our way.
I have another problem that I find with Android is that my devices, most of them, when I'm using the spaces, it doesn't matter. I mean, they always, if I'm charging them, they always discharge faster than they charge. So, it's an issue I have with the Android devices. It doesn't matter if it's I don't have the latest versions of any device, but it doesn't matter whether it's a Samsung Galaxy something or if it is a X with Android.
Well, it's usually because they let so many things run in the background. That's what I found.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, we normally don't realize that we have a lot of things running on the background, and actually you realize because normally the cellular gets hot sometimes.
I have this program called Device Info, and it'll let me know if something's taking up too much battery or if it's not, or what's also taking up battery and what's running in the background taking up battery. So that's when I shut things down.
Well, that's very nice. And actually, I have an app that came with some devices, they tell me that, but I also have an app that is maybe the one that you use that is CPU something, or I don't know, it tells me about how much each processor is being, how much percentage of each processor is being used, and how much memory is using. But I'm too lazy to use it sometimes. I just close all the applications. I run the application to clean all the chunk files on the memory, and that's the thing is that I normally I run that, and all the time I have like 1.5 or 2 gigabytes of memory that I can actually free from the device whenever I run that. So imagine how does it, the Android handles the memory in such a bad way that you always accumulate so much shoot files on it. I don't know, for doing nothing. It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, it just made me angry that now I can't have an SD card in my Android phones anymore. Like, they took that away.
Okay, if you have 1 terabyte of memory, Yeah, that's not the issue.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's why I got it, though.
No, but I think it's also nice to be able to have a way of having some memory that you can actually, I don't know, you can use and, I don't know, swap it and, I don't know, to have an external memory. It's, I don't know, I'm used to that. Yeah, you, now that you mentioned that, yeah, I would feel strange with an iPhone where I cannot have an SD card or something like that. Yeah, you're right.
I've had the first one, and I've had, all the way through, I get my Galaxies pretty cheap. I mean, like, mine, this is $13 a month for a terabyte one.
Wow, man. That's,
yeah.
Oh my God, that's okay.
That seems very cheap.
Are you in the USA?
Yeah, I'm in the USA.
Oh my God, that's really cheap. Yeah.
Holy it God. Was.
Here you have to pay for the, I don't know how much the latest Samsung Galaxy costs, but I only pay for my cellular plan that includes, like, I don't know, 20 gigabytes of data, like the equivalent of, yeah, I pay probably $15 just for the plan without including any device. It's it's a yearly. A plan that renews every year,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't come with any device.
Well, see, this I bought from the Samsung store, and it's unlocked. Oh, so I mean, I can go to wherever I want to go.
Actually, here in my country, the telcos used to sell, for example. Claro, which is a company that is all over Latin America, is Mexican, but is based on all Latin America, mm-hmm. used to be the company who that was selling the iPhones at the cheapest prices. Why? Because they will buy iPhones for the whole Latin American market. But the telco that is from Uruguay, that is from the government, is only based here. So they would only buy, I don't know, a very limited amount of iPhones. So the price, of course, is not the same if you're going to buy 50,000 iPhones than if you're going to buy 2 million iPhones from the manufacturer. Claro was selling them at a price that was very cheap, but it was locked and you could only use it with the provider Claro. But now there's a lower, the cellular can, all the telcos have to sell them unlocked. They cannot sell them only to be used by the provider that is selling them.
Oh, see, like usually you would have to pay. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
usually you would have to pay them off and then you could get them. But
for example,
the
latest iPhone here, if you want to have it with a plan, you have to have a 2 year plan and you have to pay probably the equivalent of at least, I don't know, $100 a month to have the latest iPhone. Oh, okay. Then you have probably to update the version of Twitter in BlueStacks. BlueStack, maybe you don't have the latest version of Twitter.
Yeah, do you have BlueStacks X or 5?
This is on my Android, it's on my Fairphone, and sadly it doesn't seem.
But try to go to the Play Store and update it.
But if I update it, then I can't do that.
Can you do that?
Exactly.
What? Live transcribe? Yeah. I can do that. But I have the Galaxy.
Can you throw emoji peace sign V things? Because...
Nope.
That's why I don't want to update. But yeah, I can keep doing this.
Yes.
Yeah, That's a big dilemma. What do you do? Do you update or not update? Well, if you want to keep those emotions, it's up to you.
Yeah, usually updating also helps keep it more secure because a lot of the patches are for security flaws.
I get that, but I don't understand why they saw fit to get rid of that emoji.
Well, I have it on everything else.
Yeah, that's just a personal... Well, like, it just comes in so handy in a lot of situations, I find. The other day, Sin was in a space of Alberto's, and even though I wasn't that sleep deprived, the profile picture turned into a plasma ball. And it was awesome. Thank you, Sin.
Or your profile picture?
I'm not seeing a plasma ball at the moment, but that's because I'm well rested.
Well, if I actually see our friend Sin, I actually look at his profile picture and it's like psychedelic. Yeah.
Hey, Alberto. Okay. Good morning.
Hi, how are you? Good morning, how are you?
I'm okay. I just wanted to say, Kinbari Blamo and Samantha.
Sorry?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Samantha is same as her.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what's going on. Tommy T.
Yeah, basically she's really pissed off at me for some reason that I cannot.
But I'm getting all the troubles for some reason. I don't know why. One-on-one talk in a meeting, in a group, a little bit openness, with me at least. I don't want anybody to have their position compromised at all. But then, if I'm being compromised and being played, I don't like it. If a game needs to be there, let's play fair. I'm not afraid of playing.
I'm sorry, who's playing games?
I don't know, but definitely a group.
So more than one person?
Of course.
Shit.
Anyway,
well,
I'm on a losing stand, and I don't like it. It's continuously going on, and it's not helping me. A honest discussion, a simple communication, building the trust back would be a nice thing to do. But no trust, breaking trust. If this is the game, then I don't want to play this game. At least not me.
I wonder how many people actually would.
Anyway, thanks, Alberto, to letting me speak and you all to just hear me. I am not sure. There are so many tags and multi-tags and communication all across the place, Telegram, Discord, Twitter. And you know, Samantha, that you have been tagged in some of them and funny communication going on. I have no idea about that.
What do you mean, funny communication?
If I had an idea, I would have said that. But Samantha would be probably pretty aware about that because, you know, she got herself tagged into that and responded in the chain of code. Anyway, Alberto, thank you. Your voice is always calming to me. I don't know why. And I pay attention to the voices. Thank you. to let me speak, and thank you all of you to just hear me. I don't expect anything from here right now. Just wanted to say. I'll just take off.